If you're anywhere near a TV this weekend, you'll probably catch a glimpse of March Madness. And when you do, I want you to pay special attention to those guys on the far end of the bench, the ones who don't ever look expectantly at the coach because they know they'll never get the call. Our next story is about one of those players and a day that people are still talking about more than 20 years after it happened. Here's Only a Game's Karen Given.
Okay. I want you to type two names into YouTube. The first is Brendan Gaughan. Go ahead. I can wait. It's spelled G-A-U-G-H-A-N.
Brendan Gaughan sliding through the grass. Another one of our contenders with hood damage.
This is from a NASCAR Xfinity Series race in October. Gaughan, in number 62, was involved in a crash. A few minutes later,
Brendan Gaughan was checked and released. Check this out.
The cameras caught Gaughan running back to his car as fast as he could. But he's solid. He doesn't have a runner's body. And it wasn't pretty. The clip has been played over and over on social media. Someone even set it to the theme music from Chariots of Fire. Okay, the next name to type into YouTube, Allen Iverson. There are lots of Allen Iverson videos out there, so just look for the one that's got almost 10 million views.
What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
So what's the connection between a basketball Hall of Famer who hated practice and a journeyman NASCAR driver? Well, it happened one day in practice. Let's back up a bit.
So, I grew up in Las Vegas.
Brendan Gaughan's grandfather, Jackie Gaughan, was an early Vegas pioneer. His family still owns casinos there.
Growing up, I played every sport. I went to a small Catholic school, and I was on the swim team when I was in like 7th and 8th grade. Yes, I swam. I displaced not as much water then. And I raced. Just was another sport we did.
Of all the sports he played, football was Gaughan's favorite. By senior year of high school, he was weighing scholarship offers from big-time college programs.
See, I was a field goal kicker. That was what I was very, very good at. But I came from a family of linemen, so I disliked being a field goal kicker. I liked to play other positions. And I was a wide receiver on my football team in high school. I was a running back. I was all sorts of positions. And I got hurt.
It was his ankle, and overnight, those scholarship offers disappeared. Gaughan ended up at Georgetown. They weren't so concerned about a field goal kicker with a wonky ankle. It was their first year playing Division I football, so they took what they could get. He loved it there. Gaughan had attended basketball camps at Georgetown when he was a kid, so he was familiar with Georgetown basketball coach John Thompson, and Coach Thompson was familiar with him. So sophomore year, when the team suffered a string of injuries and was having trouble holding scrimmages, Gaughan was asked to fill out the basketball roster. There wasn't much of a conversation.
He just said, be in the gym. And I showed up in the gym. Here's your playbook. Here's your stuff. Here's what you're going to do. Guard this. And that's what I did. When he told me to run, I ran. When he told me to guard this person, I did this person. And I just did what I was told.
Which didn't always make Gaughan a popular guy with his teammates.
On the team, most of the guys really disliked me when I was there. Even my own roommate, Jerome Williams, he used to get so mad when Coach Thompson would call his number for me. Because Jerome was 6'10", leading rebounder in the Big East, and my job was to box him out when the ball went up. So it wasn't to be nice. There's no number of fouls in practice. Jerome would come to the room with ice packs on his knees and his hips and look at me and go, man, why you got to do that to me?
The year was 1994, which dedicated Georgetown fans might remember as the year when a certain highly touted recruit arrived on campus.
Oh my God, the stuff he was doing in playground ball was amazing. So we knew he was what Allen Iverson was. But in the end, all I cared about was we had a point guard that was going to make our team even more amazing. And we got ranked as high as 3rd in the country, and it was like, hey, whatever I got to do, I want to do my part and be here.
And 5'9" tall Gaughan's part in all of this was very specific.
Allen was my job. That was my primary function for 2 years, was to get in front of him. You know what I mean? And I'm very unassuming on a basketball court. You're not thinking much about me, you know, because of my appearance. So I could sneak up on you early. But once the game started being played, it was fun.
While at Georgetown, Allen Iverson learned his signature move, the crossover. That's basically when a player switches the ball from one hand to the other, changing direction so quickly that his opponent is left tripping over his own feet. When a defender really gets crossed up, people sometimes say that he's gotten his ankles broken. those people are usually joking. But one day, during practice, Brendan Gaughan was guarding Iverson when...
Yes, he did cross me so hard, he broke my ankle. That is true. I'm not afraid to admit that I had my ankle literally broken by Allen Iverson. There's nothing special about it. It's just he came down a fast break, came down, and he just, pow! I was like, oh, damn. Like, that really looks stupid, and I'll make sure you pay for it later.
Gaughan says he chipped the bone and tore a few ligaments, but he didn't know that at the time. Besides, after his football injury, Gaughan says it's not like he had the world's best ankles. So he taped it up and went back in. No hard feelings.
I got two Big East championship rings because of that man. So I knew that it wasn't because of what I was doing on game day that got me there.
In Gaughan's three seasons playing Georgetown basketball, he racked up 5 career points. He played in exactly 1 March Madness game. That was during the first round in 1996. He was on the court for 1 minute. Gaughan graduated from Georgetown in 1997 with a business management degree.
But even while I was in college playing sports, I raced. When I graduated college is when I became a race car driver for a living.
But as Gaughan was working his way up the racing circuits, he didn't forget the lessons he learned from Coach Thompson while playing Georgetown basketball, especially this one.
Don't base your life on 8 pounds of air, which is the air in a basketball. You never know when that ball is going to be deflated, when you can't play anymore. And so I've always taken that adage in my life and said, I don't base my life off of the air in my Goodyear tires. I've done other jobs. I've done other things. I own other companies. And I've never let racing be the only thing I was going to be able to do.
Last month, for only the second time in his career, Brendan Gaughan drove in the Daytona 500. He came in 11th. He calls it his Cinderella story. But that's not what people like me want to talk about. And that's because just last fall, Allen Iverson was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Boubacar, Al, George...
During his speech, Iverson named his teammates at Georgetown, all of them.
Yes, I was in there. He named us all. And that was very Allen Iverson.
Gaughan says he's happy to talk about his days guarding Allen Iverson. After all, unlike his former teammate, Gaughan isn't retired. Giving interviews is part of a NASCAR driver's job. But sometimes it sounds like he's not quite sure why it's all such a big deal.
I mean, for me, it's just life. For Allen, it's just life. He had this silly white boy that, you know, was told to guard him. You know, he didn't know that I was going to become a NASCAR driver. He didn't know any of that. We were just friends in college and 18-year-old kids. You know what? Our lives went different ways, and we're just middle-aged men now doing what we do.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
We'll be right back with Charlie Pierce and more sports NPR style. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Only a Game NPR.